Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in Philippians chapter 2, starting a new study today, verses 25 through 30, of being like Epaphroditus. This is yet another example that Paul is going to use, the fourth example of others before self. He's used himself, and then Jesus, then Timothy, and now Epaphroditus in verses 25 through 30. We're just going to look at verse 25 today and talk a little bit about Epaphroditus and this description that Paul gives of him. He says, "I have thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier, and your messenger and minister to my need."
Yeah, so he starts this this next example of Epaphroditus, who's going to be someone else that Paul and the church at Philippi knows. The name Epaphroditus, first of all, the name Epaphroditus means lovely or charming or amiable. It's derived from the goddess, the name that was derived from the goddess of love and beauty, Aphrodite. There's speculation that he descended from a Greek family. He's of Greek origin, and that he was from this family that was devoted to the worship of Aphrodite, and maybe even was converted at Philippi. So there's a connection here between the Philippian church and Epaphroditus, but you have to think, if he's a fellow worker, he's a brother, he's a fellow soldier, and a minister, well, what kind of character does this represent of someone who's been converted and you're sending out in the mission field with funds, you know, to do? It can't be someone who's of bad reputation or someone that you don't trust. And so it's got to be somebody of reputable background and someone that they love and trust. So it kind of establishes this relationship between him and the Philippian church.
Yeah, and outside of this, we don't really know anything about him, but Paul tells us a bunch packed into this one little verse. If you were going to outline it, your main two points would be my and your, and under the my, there's brother, fellow worker, fellow soldier, so three subpoints to what he is to Paul, and under the your, he's messenger and minister to my need. It seems like that maybe they were supporting his being there, and there's going to be more talk about the particular circumstances when we get on down into the rest of this. But just going through that list, first of all, he says that he is his brother. In other words, he's his brother in Christ, so he is a fellow follower of Jesus, a child of God. One of the things that, again, we don't know a lot about Epaphroditus, but we do know, knowing this about him, it also kind of tells us a lot about Paul. Paul never was one. We've talked about humility and how that goes along with his others before self. As a preacher, Paul didn't see himself as above, you know, anyone else, even as an apostle, really. He talked about the grace given to me as an apostle. It was a gift that God gave him, but that didn't make him more special than anyone else. He's just using his gifts the way he could and expected everybody else to. So he's my brother. We're on the same plane under God. And then he says he's my fellow worker.
Yeah, this idea of work is one of these key words that flows through the book, but this is more of the embodiment of it, that he's a fellow worker. He's someone that's involved in some level, in ministry and evangelism and the work that Paul is doing, and so he's certainly helped him along with that, and you know, had that relationship with him. They're co-workers at some level in their mission to help the furtherance of Christ.
Yeah, and it's one thing to want to be a co-worker to someone who's in a place of prominence and prestige and riches. Paul's in a prison.
Yeah, and nothing glamorous.
Yeah, he's willing to be, in fact, we'll find out how much that cost Epaphroditus later on. The fact that he wanted to be a co-worker, Paul, in this stage shows his attitude of selflessness. And then he says that he is my fellow worker. I mean, soldier.
Fellow soldier, yeah. This, at least the way that I look at it, is more pointing to the, you know, when we talk about soldiers for Christ, and we have a soldier kind of ideology in different places where it talks about putting on the armor of God or fighting for your faith and that kind of thing. This is someone who is defended the gospel, certainly, and is fighting, you know, a lot of spiritual battles with Paul as well.
Yeah, we this month of May, we've been thinking about Memorial Day and whatnot, and one of the things we point out about, especially those soldiers that gave their life for the cause of freedom or whatever, a soldier that is a dedicated soldier is one who is serving a cause greater than themselves.
Yeah.
And again, that others before self attitude. And then for you, he says he is your messenger.
Yeah, he's the your messenger talking to the Philippian church. This could have a couple different meanings. Some people, I think it could be this way too, that we look at this verse and take that to mean that Epaphroditus was actually the one that delivered this writing, the book of Philippians, to the Philippian church from Paul. That when he sends Epaphroditus, he sends this letter with Epaphroditus. So he gets there and then they open it up and start reading this whole thing. So in that sense, he very much would be their messenger right now, that's serving them.
Yeah, and this word translated messenger is a word that comes from the same root word in the original language as apostle.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he was an apostle. Apostle just means one sent. Typically, one sent with a message. This is a kind of a generic term that was used before it was ever used in association with Jesus for someone that, you know, if a king sent an official message to someone else or whatever, this is the one that well, he's being sent with a message from the king for sure, but it's from King Jesus. And then he says he is your messenger and minister to my need.
Yeah, there's needs that Paul has, especially whenever he's limited in where he can go and what he can do in prison. And so he's filling in maybe some of those gaps with Paul while he's in prison. He's your minister, the Philippians minister, but it's to Paul's need. So maybe while Paul's inhibited in prison, that Epaphroditus is kind of this person that's filling in for Paul in some of these areas.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting play there. He's your messenger. I'm sending a message to you. But originally, they evidently sent Epaphroditus to Paul to help take care of that need that he had, which is, again, just shows what he's going to bring up more than once throughout this book, is I know you know how to put others before self. You've shown it mm-hmm. before. And Epaphroditus is one of the ways that you've done that. And this idea of minister or servant, it's the same root word, is used a lot of times in this Philippian letter as well, because there's somebody that's putting others' needs before their self. But he's really going to call him this minister to my need because of what he's going to talk about in verse 26 and beyond, of just how well that he served on their behalf. So we'll get to that next time that we're together. We are thankful that you joined us today. We hope that you will take this message and dedicate yourself to trying to be someone who is meeting the needs of others, that's putting others before self, that's bringing the message of Jesus to others that need it. You know, having that spiritual mindset of putting others before self is what we all want to have, and we do that by having the mind of Christ, which is what he started this chapter about. So we hope you'll continue to study with us about Epaphroditus and throughout this letter, that you will like, share, subscribe, do all the things you need to do to get the word out. You'll tell others about Scripture Spotlight, that most of all, that you'll dedicate 5 to 10 minutes a day with us, whether you're driving to work, getting ready for school, mowing a yard, or relaxing at the end of the day, that you'll spend a few minutes with us each day as we dig into God's Word to find what his message for our life is, because on Scripture Spotlight is where the text is the star of the show.